This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
Well, kinda. To listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Are you there? Okay. Yes, I'm there. All right, great. Sometimes they just can't hear me, so I don't know if I'm doing anything. Although I never do much of anything. Producer Tammy does all the work. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that sincerely. Thank you. I know there's so many other things you could be doing. You've chosen to be on... Or listen to here, listen to here. God, I can tell. Gonna be a good night. Oh, God. Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip are not working properly this evening. Anyway, head over to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Same thing if you, we do have a Facebook live feed tonight, do we? Kind of, oh, good. All right. Yeah. We're up on Facebook as well. You can check us out there on your local station. Listen, call your local, station manager, station person, if they don't carry the show, you got to listen on your smartphone. Listening on your smartphone is not a bad thing. Okay, let's not say it's a bad thing, but I'd rather you listen on radio. I think it's so much, it's more natural, more comfortable. I'm going to talk a little bit about this in the second, and maybe the third hour. We'll see. But we're going to talk about the smartphone effects on your brain. Now, I'm not talking about the Bluetooth or anything like that, or the cellular waves. I'm not into all that stuff. I'm sure many of you can send me all kinds of emails on how bad it is and how it's frying your brain. If you've heard me speak, my brain's been fried for a long time. The cell stuff may just help me. I don't know. We'll find out. Corey Duncan will join us right after the break. Yes, hopefully he's not too drugged up to speak. You know, he got a minor car accident. I don't want to say major because that's really... You know, everybody kind of conjures up some really bad stuff in their head. But he broke his leg and has a minor concussion. I'm trying to find it. I did have it. Guess I don't have any more. Anyway, what do I want to talk about? I mean, I'm saving some of these stories for Corey because I think I ought to. Like, in Florida now, if you crack down on looting, you're a white supremacist. It's really that simple. I don't know what your problem is. You don't get it? I mean, these people are nuts. They've really, truly lost their minds. You know, and then you heard earlier, there's a Milwaukee school district who are lecturing parents about purchasing BB guns or toy guns. That's right. Milwaukee public school system says they're trying to control students with its current race-based student discipline policies. So it's offering unsolicited advice to parents. Actually, they actually sent a letter home to the parents requesting, telling them whatever, that they really shouldn't buy BB guns. Yeah, shouldn't do that. Okay. Really shouldn't buy BB guns or toy guns for their kids. Okay? And they called the letter, they titled the letter, See It, Say It, School Safety Campaign. For 2017-18. It asked them to take special precautions to ensure students don't bring guns or other weapons to class. Our intent is to prevent any weapons from coming into our school. Since when? It's a toy, you know, what a Nerf. You, why do you take weapons into the studio? Give me that. Let me see that. Look. You're going to shoot me? Hey, shoot me. See? I got a gun. I can shoot y'all. That's a word because Tammy uses it all the time. Do you have to hold this thing? Look. Oh, no, you do. Oh, I see how it works.
If you don't know how to operate the gun, give it back.
Yeah, I could. Look, did you notice I look right at it? I missed it. I missed it. I tried to hit the camera. That would be good, too, because I'll hit it, and then it'll go straight for the floor, and you'll see how dirty the carpet is. Yeah, whatever. Anyhow, see, we have guns in here, too. You can't give kids guns, see? But that should be the slogan. Anyway, it goes on to say, our intention is to prevent any weapons from coming into our schools. To achieve this, we are launching a new district-wide campaign called See It, Say It. The letter reads that parents and students are key members of the See It, Say It campaign. The letter explains that all students are expected to report anything that makes them feel unsafe. Well, you know, big teacher yelling at me because I didn't do my homework makes me feel unsafe. Can I report that one? And they're tasked with identifying two school staff that they trust to confide in, referring to them as the trusted two-o. It also asks parents to participate. I'm sorry. I know they're trying to be serious, but I'm not. I think this is crazy. It all asks parents to participate in this whole program in a variety of ways. Review the See It, Say It. Review it with your children and return it to the school. Review the school's code of conduct with your children to make sure that they understand the rules about weapons and refrain from purchasing BB guns or toy guns. The letter follows a flood of criticism from students, parents, union officials, teachers, and school staff about a sharp rise in violence in Milwaukee classrooms, and it's tied to the new school discipline policies. Now, this comes from the ones that they're talking about are the ones that came from the Obama administration that said, you can't, you simply can't discipline African-American and Hispanic children the same way you do whites, because they come from different environments. Which is a good reason, you know, let's not bring any civility, let's not bring any commonality, let's not bring any equality, if you would. You do something wrong, you get punished, period. But what's that going to equate to in real life when these kids grow up? Is it going to be, let me see, a bank robbery for a Hispanic holds 3 years in prison, a bank robbery for an African American holds 5 years in prison, yet a bank robbery for a white guy holds 20 years in prison. Is that what we're going to do? We're going to teach them that discipline is different for people of different colors? Again, political correctness gone amok. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real sign. We'll be back shortly. I promise. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate it. What are you doing? Why aren't you working? Always. I hate electronics. I hate computers. I hate electronics. I'm just a hater. Don't you know that, Corey? You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. A little late this week because he had a bit of an accident. But he's alive and well. He's with us and not heavily drugged, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that was quite convincing, Mr. Duncan. God. All right, well, first and foremost, I don't know if you remember this, but when the Obama administration, I'm having a hard time letting that roll off my tongue. The Obama administration was in power. They came down with an executive order or an edict or whatever you want to call it from the Department of Justice that you were no longer to discipline black children or Hispanic children the same way you did white children because they come from different backgrounds. They have different needs and requirements. So because it hasn't been quite turned around yet, the Milwaukee School District has decided that families shouldn't buy BB guns or toy guns anymore for their kids because it makes it very hard for them to administer restorative justice to the less fortunate children. What's your thoughts? Keep it clean.
Well, first and foremost, I would like to thank you for allowing me to come on. I thank the Almighty God for allowing me to be able to come on here and speak this week. I had a little mishap. I'd like to thank also everyone that thoughts and prayers for my speedy recovery. I appreciate it. Now, I'm not as drugged up as most of these liberals are, but guess what? I'm a little sore, but I'm ready to go. Here we go. First of all, Barack Obama is the biggest punk I've ever seen in my life. He is the reason that we have all of these problems, Susan Rice, everything. I don't understand where it is this thing with this race. This race thing, it is so upsetting. I had to almost throw up the other night. A sport that I love the most, baseball. Watching the Athletics and the Red Sox, as most of us were on the East Coast. And someone took and opened up a banner at Fenway Park talking about racism and about America. I'm like, what they should have done was to take that whole row of people that did that and just dump them over the rail or whatever. Yeah, it's called premeditated murder, but it is what it is. I'm so sick and tired. Man, you can't beat white, black, like you beat a white. What is it? In a special way, let me ask you a question, yo. I have mixed children. I have black children. Do you beat your children differently than I discipline mine? Did you discipline yours differently than? Is it a certain way that you bang your hand? I just want to know.
I don't treat the girls any different than I treat the boys. I have now. I don't like this, but I have what they refer to as a mixed race granddaughter. I don't talk to her any different than I do to my white granddaughter.
I just want to know.
Okay.
I just want to know if it's a pamphlet or some kind of rule book.
I didn't get the memo.
You bend your hand a different way.
For me.
Okay.
No, but where does this come from? What do they think that they're doing? And why do these administrators, why are they so petrified? Why do they go along with them? I don't understand these yo-hos.
Well, they go along with them because that's who they are. They are the yahoos and the simpletons that get on TV every night. I don't want to blow my second until after the first break because I got something to say about the View. The View, anyone that watches The View or listens to, oh my goodness, there's a couple shows the other day I just heard and I just lost it. I actually sat and watched MSNBC today.
Oh, you must be sick.
I just could not. I know, every now and again you have to watch The Enemy.
No.
To understand. And I just sat there and I listened to him today. And I just sat there and I'm like, wow, these people are totally, they are just incensed. If Barack Obama was in office, OMG, as my daughter would say, you would not hear, the streets are paid the gold, and we should just skip. And this man is in office, and it's like, okay, they don't want to give him any time talking about, I heard them say today, and I almost blew a fuse, that he is the entertainment president. Because he's not a real president, because he doesn't have any political ties and this and that. I said, well, what ties did Barack Obama have? What supposed to be a community activist or whatever like this? You sit in Rev Wright's church, listen to him spur hate, and you're on tape smoking pot and everything else, and it's just like, we should just look the other way when it comes to him because of the color of his skin. He's dark-skinned. He's not black. And as long as you people keep going along with this, trying to make whitey feel like they owe the minorities something, nobody anyone. I'm sick of it.
Well,
I'm tired of it. When I look at baseball, when I look at college football, I don't want to see this stuff.
Hey, listen, I would love to disagree with you, but, I mean, truly, there's a group of people that now think that buying pumpkin spice at Starbucks is racist because it puts money in the pocket of white people that are able to afford their, you know, because they have stock in Starbucks, and some of the Starbucks are in Trump Towers. And so a group came out, and they're called the Ultraviolet Women. And so what they're saying now is if you buy pumpkin spice coffee at Starbucks, you're probably a racist, and you are supporting white supremacy. I mean, when is this tomfoolery, when is this foolishness going to stop?
Well, it's not going to stop, because as long as white people consider and continue to go along and feel like they, you know, the guilt trip or whatever like that, or if I give you what you know, I feel good today. You know how the person that takes and they don't go to church and they only do things Thanksgiving and they only go to the church and help out at Thanksgiving and I feel good today. I went and did this and I went and did. That's how they make white people feel now. That oh, I gave a black person my car and I gave them my wallet and told them this is for what something that happened 300 years ago that none of us was even probably even born. It was our ancestors. Oh, Lord. You know, it's just like as long as they continue to sit, like the Confederate flag thing. I don't blame those people. I don't blame nobody from the South that says about the Confederate flag or whatever, or says that it's a part of their heritage. I don't have a problem with that. Why would I have a problem with that? I mean,
well, all right. We got to go for a break, and you have to get some oxygen. So we're going to be back. And we're going to talk about your girlfriends at The View. And we're also going to talk about a little bit about that guy that keeps calling me a racist. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation. But really, we need to get back to our buddy, Corey Duncan. Our mad black man from Baltimore joins us, as he does every week, to really bring us up to speed on the reality of what's going on out there. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you.
Well, first, since I got you all wound up during the break, I'll let you kind of let loose now. I hear that you don't have much of an appreciation for the girls on The View.
Well, because this is a family show, I had to keep it,
yes, you do.
clean. But they are the biggest. What's the word?
I don't.
They're the biggest. They're the biggest. What I really want to call them. I mean, they are the stupidest. But who makes shows like this? I sit up and I listen to all these bleeding heart liberals. I listened to a Radio 1 show that, by me being on my back the last couple of days, I ain't had just the time to listen to people like, these Radio 1 shows where they get on there, we miss Barack, and this man is crazy. The one I heard today on MSNBC, he's running the country by the seat of his pants. I'm like, where do they think that Barack Obama ran this country so doggone well? That we just off of God, we wish he was still back in office. God, I'm glad the man is gone. I'm just tired of seeing his mouth. But The View is the biggest liberals in the world. And big ups to the ESPN for going after that racist woman that's on there that called our president a racist and a bigot. I'm glad that I don't know if they've done it yet because I saw her face again today, but yeah. They need to fire her because guess what? If that was Joe Musina, if that was anyone else and they had said that on ESPN or any other show, they would have either been in front of where you're doing your show from or they would have called ESPN and asked for your resignation. So why is it a double standard? They better not have her on there tomorrow or Monday, because if so, I'm gonna make it my business to call ESPN and or send them an email and ask why is it a double standard when Kurt Schilling says something and they hold him on believe my ears. I just could not believe it. The woman said, I wouldn't have won. Oh, yeah, she made all kind of excuses. I wouldn't have won if we hadn't had an eclipse. I would have won if the, you know, if the Yankees hadn't gave Babe Ruth, hadn't got Babe Ruth. I would have won if, you know, all this is if it wasn't for the Russians or Tampa. You would have lost it if somebody from Mars had came. You would have still lost. She even had the audacity, the outright audacity to say that people are, whoever voted for Trump is sexist. Even the women that voted for him, the Maori women, were sexist. So I guess the 26% of black people that voted for him is sexist too. Well, guess what? I don't have a problem about a strong woman. I don't have a problem about that. Hey, look, I tip my hat. I work for women in my life. I don't have a problem with that. But for you, you are just not the right type of woman to run this country. No, you're not. And just because you was the wife of a president, which didn't do anything, too many things right, or whatever, but for the exception of sleeping with another woman and you sleeping with other women probably, but anyway, that's another show, or whatever, because the two of them didn't even sleep in the same bedrooms. So we know that for Secret Service.
Now, wait a minute. I was going to say that. That I know is a fact, because we had the Secret Service guy on from the White House that did say they slept in different rooms. And Bill was petrified to walk by her room if she thought she was getting up.
Bongino is the agent that was the special agent that was attached with that detail, and he even said it. So, I mean, my whole thing of it is the fact that they set up, you know, and the View, I don't know what the devil, Whoopi Goldberg, you know, I see these other shows. What's the lady that claims she's from Germany? That's from Jersey.
I don't watch daytime shows.
I can't think of her name. I'll figure out before the show. With but her hands, my mom always said, if you see a woman with hands and feet that big, they're probably not a woman and stuff. So you know. Wendy Williams.
Listen, anybody who has any issues is with Corey Duncan. You can find him on Facebook.
I don't care. Hey, Corey Duncan, 45 at Gmail. Hit me up with Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook or Corey Depressed Duncan on Twitter. Hit me up. I don't have a problem with debating on the back of anything that I've said on your show, on my podcast, or anything. It doesn't matter. My favorite is people, as my mother, me and my mom had to talk today, people don't hate to hear the truth. They want to see people that's politically correct, that I control you, and I tell you what to say and what to do. Well, unfortunately, at 6'5", and almost 6'6", and 280 pounds, I'm not going to do that. And it wouldn't care if I was 5'4", and 20 pounds. It wouldn't matter. I'm going to preach the truth, and as I always say, when I speak, I don't speak on anything I have not done my research on. So when they sitting up talking about that Trump this and he's bowing down to us, no, every president is going to have to be partisan sometime. And if it's to get what you need to get for the promises that you made when you was running for president, go for it. It's called being a business person. You're not going to be able to push. And he would never get anything done if he didn't bend a little bit. You're going to have to. It's business. That's all business. But as long as he owns up to everything, well, pretty much the top four things that he had on his agenda, I'm good with it. Because guess what? He's going to be attacked, and I'm going to say this every time I'm on your show, he's going to get attacked because he's not establishment, and they don't have anything on them. So God bless them. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I actually think he needs to get tougher. I actually think he needs to really just put stuff out there and let the Congress deal, let these bunch of wimps deal with it, figure out how they're going to push it through and make it happen. I think that's the only way he's going to win. Otherwise, you know, it's going to look like he got nothing done, but he's going to be able to blame it on the Congress and the Senate at this point because they won't step up and do their jobs. Afraid to talk or speak or what have you, is we're seeing things now like, you know, this looting crackdown in Florida is nothing more than white supremacy, according to some. And, you know, you see these people, all they want is food. All they're trying to do is get some, you know, clean clothes and water for their family. Well, why are they walking out with 60-inch televisions then? Why are they walking out with, you know, $200, $300 sneakers then? I mean, this the left keeps making excuses for all the ills of what those criminals, those looters, those thugs are doing. And you know what? Again, you're the man on the show here. I go, nobody is coloring them black on the video. It's just the truth of the matter. You got to hold that, though, to the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate so much the time you're spending with me. Ow. New chair. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Truly, be involved in the conversation. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to get informed. And if you really want to be informed, you got to bring on, we got to bring on people like Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for being with me. Always love when you're on with me.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, I forgot what we were talking about. Oh.
Partially what we were talking about
was those looters that the video, apparently somebody colored the video in, and now it looks like all the looters were black people, and that makes people like me now racist for alluding to the fact that it was mostly blacks that were looting the stores.
Well, you know, just like with the Baltimore riots, the same thing. You know, they play this game where, I didn't see anyone coming out of Montgomery Mall that was white, that was carrying all these clothes and TVs and stuff like that. And the same thing, you ever see people, it's always the people that's talking about, you know, give them a second chance and this and that. But yet, when it's a national emergency, when it's an emergency where it affects people and they've lost everything or whatever like that, you got these cretins that go out here, these animals and these cretins that go out here and take advantage of a situation where people have lost everything and will never get it back. And you take advantage of that. But yet, when you're ready to shoot a looter and this and that, then it's, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. You should just wave your hands to him. I shoot him, too. I mean, it is what it is. But one quick thing, I want to jump off the subject real quick. North Korea did launch a missile this morning.
Yep.
And around 7 o'clock that time. And, you know, I ask everyone to continue to pray for our president that he make the right decisions or say anything. But, you know, it looks like they're going to have to deal with that sooner or later. Thank you. Thank you, Barack. Thank you, Bill Clinton, because that's how he got to get where he is. And thank you, George Bush, too.
Yep. It goes all the way back. Yep.
Goes all the way back. It goes back a long time. Yes, it does.
And we didn't deal with them.
If you did your entire history.
And now we're dealing with them.
Exactly.
All very exciting. Two quick items before we run out of time here. First, you know that guy that's been dogging me online. He's considering coming on next week. This ought to be good. And
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I'm a racist, homophobe, Islamophobe, woman hater, child hater, just the whole nine yards. I mean, the guy is really, and he's extremely volatile. He wants to come to the studio, and I said no. So I've seen how quick he goes from zero to out of control. So he's more than welcome to call in and talk about it. But isn't it interesting? He is very hardcore progressive left. And the only thing he constantly does, because he doesn't like what I've written about, you know, he knows I don't believe in gay marriage. I don't believe in, you know, a lot of the stuff that's going on or what have you on the social issues. He went ballistic. And this should touch close to home for you. He went ballistic when I said that Margaret Sanger could have cared less about women's health and all she cared about was killing black people. She saw black people as undesirables. She saw them as people that couldn't add anything to society and they needed to be pretty much eliminated. But he sees her, as others do, as a godsend to the female population. So he's one of those.
Well, what I'll say is this. I love hardcore liberals, and it sounds like to me that he sounds like he's more liberal than he is socialist or Democrat. He sounds like that's where his thoughts are geared. But I always relish when I get a hold of gentlemen like that and they want to take and go off in another direction and go from 0 to 100, because I can go 0 to 100 with you and stuff. So if you talk to me like you got sense and I talk to you like got sense, we can agree to disagree. Yep. But my thing of it is this, as long as you have something that's factual, and we're not going to talk about something, if you say something to Joe or say something to Corey and I come back and I tell you this, and you want to jump. See, you're not going to be able to do that if I come on. How about you come on there? Because I know you're probably listening to our voice or listening to the show right now. Come on next week, 9:15, God spares us that we are here. You come on 9:15 next Tuesday, and I'll be waiting for you as well as Joe. And you can do that to Joe and try to play the race, but you can't do that to me because I'm black. I'm not Kenyan, and I'm not nothing. I'm conservative. And I'm ultra conservative, and I got my facts and figures together. So you come on next week, and we'll be waiting for you. But one thing I hate the most is a coward. Don't come and spitball. If you want to come on, Joe, I'm sure Joe got a lot of kahunas, and he'll let you come on, and he'll deal with you. But if you want to come on and play the race card, I'll be there because you can play the race card with me. Because guess what? All black folks know, the majority of them that know and listen to this show, know how I feel about liberals, Democrats, and my own race. So it is what it is. And I'm not, and once again, I'm not saying all of my race before we get the crybabies that I'm being an Uncle Tom and Joe doesn't pay me. I'm a real person. So if you come to my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan, and look at my podcast, you'll see that I'm real and to the point.
I was going to say, hey, you only do this because I pay you the big bucks to do it, don't you know? I mean, so you're a sellout to your people, so I'm going to put that out in the open.
That's fine. Guess what? If I'm a sellout, guess what? I'm going to sell out for a right reason. And anyone that knows me, I'm just being facetious saying that, but if anyone that knows me knows that I deal with the truth. And if my race is what it is, and it is what it is, hey, look, I'll say it again. All white folks, please, please don't get caught up in that guilt trip. Please don't get caught up in that liberal guilt trip. And I can't stand it. You know, this race card stuff, I'm sick of it. I mean, it's just sickening to watch. I go to watch sports, and I got to watch people. You know, if you want to do like that with football player, they stood, ball of fists, I put it in the air. Okay, I'm fine with that. But this stuff of bringing banners to the game and this and that, let's leave the politics out of the sport.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with you. You know, and again, it's the weak white people are the ones that are making it hard for the rest of us because there's a lot of them, and they don't know how to stand up for themselves. They don't know how to stand up for the truth, if you would, you know?
And look at
what just went out. That rapper, I don't know the guy. I don't watch him for anything, but I watched that video, and it was disgusting. And it's already got it was over 5 million views when I watched it. And they kill a white teacher. They hang a white kid. Okay, and talk about the violence committed only against black people. Seriously?
Well, again, there's a double standard. That's the, I'm going to play, you know, the guilt trip and the double standard. Now, if a white person hung a black person up and did, like, Kid Rock, they were whining about him, but guess what? Kid Rock says really how he feels. And the thing of it is if a white person had a video like that, oh, so that's why they get mad at me when I talk about, you know, I had a discussion with somebody in the day real quick. They said something, and I said, well, you know, I was in the doctor's office. I said, well, you know, if we all live in glass houses, you can't throw stones. And that person looked at me. I said, yeah, because you can't play the double standard and say that it's right for a white to do something and it's wrong for black to do it, but it's right for black to do it and it's not right for white because what happened 340 years or whatever. My thing with this is this, and I continue to preach it or whatever. Why are we even at this point? And it's one reason and one person why we're at this point, and his name is Barack Obama, the five starter that starts up and then sit on the side and laugh and take out the opportunity to do stuff. Please, whatever they do, lock up Comey, lock up Hillary, and lock up Susan Rice.
So,
and lock up Ann Holder, who was running that illegal gun running. You know, how about let's talk about things like about Benghazi. Right, exactly. The real reason why it went down like that. So, and you know what? If they do that, all of them will be arrested.
Okay, I got less than a minute for this one, but I was watching an argument on Facebook today, but I didn't jump in because I just knew I'd make it worse. And the guy was saying that black people can't be racist. They can be prejudiced, but they can't be racist by the classic definition of racism. So nobody challenged him. Nobody went and looked it up. And I went and looked it up, and I said to myself, okay, here's the definition. A person who shows or feels discrimination or prejudice against people of other races or who believe that a particular race is superior to another. So why do I not get this because I'm white, but black people can't be racist? You still with me? You going to hang me?
I was allowing you to finish. I mean, like I told you before, it's a liberal double standard, and the black folks are going to play this card. As long as white people can continue to walk around and be spineless, And
afraid.
Then that's how it's
going to
be.
Yep. Unreal. Hey, we're up against the time. Tell people where they can find you.
Corey Charismatic Duncan, Corey Fred Duncan. Once again, I'm very humbled by all the thoughts and prayers. Continue to pray for me and my family. I'm doing well, and I'm live and kicking. And I ask everyone that's in the Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, come out to Andrews Air Force Base, the air show. I'll be out there on crutches hobbling. But guess what? I'm going to see the Thunderbirds Saturday. So.
Okay, we got to go. Got to go, dude.
Not talking about the drink.
Get better. I'm Joe Mucci, your host. This is The Real Side. A lot more coming up on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Our gold guy will be with us in the next hour.